Philip, the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. Yeah, ate crap good that last one. But let's talk about the second one. Out front, big lead. I mean, at some point you had to be like, where? Like, there's probably, you couldn't even hear any bikes behind you.
No, at first, and then I kind of saw, I was kind of by myself. Well, I had to fight McAdoo there for the first two corners or whatever. And then I fended him off, and then all of a sudden I come around after a lap, and I looked around, and I'm like, where's everybody, you know? And I saw Styles, and I saw Kitchen, and I'm like, yeah, I was like maybe plus six, and Supercross, that's a pretty big lead. And I was doing okay, lap after lap, and then I got to halfway, and then I started thinking, like, I kind of got taken out of my zone a little bit. And it kind of fucked me a little bit. And then I missed a quad one lap, and then it kind of went down to like 3 seconds, and I'm like, fuck, they're here.
Yeah.
And I had a bad line in the whoops. I have a bad time tunnel vision, so I didn't really move around. They were actually eating me up, and it was all right. I could have been a dick and maybe ran it in on them a couple times, but it's just like, I just didn't have the kids' speed, so they just fucking ate me up. But it was cool to lead. You know, it was
still cool.
Yeah, right? It was eight laps, and man, I felt good. I was just clicking it off and doing one by one, but I missed the quad the one lap, and it kind of just took me out of my rhythm. But for the most part, it was nice. I was really mad after the first heat, first main. I actually might have to apologize to Talon Volan, because I didn't yell at him, but he was in the line of sight because I was looking for his kid, because he went in the first corner and he didn't turn. Like, he had a good start, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you starting up here if you ain't gonna turn, man? Turn in. So I told Talon, I was like, please just make sure your kid just fucking turns. Like, if he's gonna be up there, fucking turn your motorcycle. But he did good, and he was pretty receptive to the information, so it was fine. But yeah, it was all right. And then third one was a fucking yard sale.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you look like you hit RJ in the air. He went left, you went right. That was pretty intense. And then yeah, a tough block got you that Thompson threw out of the track.
Yeah, I don't think RJ was out there. I just think he was. Fucking guy. It's always got to be RJ too. I'm not going to talk shit, but it's like he was possessed. I don't know. Someone was just riding his bike, but it wasn't him. And yeah, he crossed me on the double going across the start straight. And it's like, dude, I know where to go. I had to like literally fucking boner air it off the track. And I barely saved it, stalled it, lost a shit ton of positions. And then last lap, I don't know, we got fucking tough blocks rolling around in the middle of the track. And I clipped it and fucking went over the bars.
Yeah, it was a real up and down night for you. We're very happy though when you were leading. We were very excited, and you had a light on your bike, and no one could figure out what the light was about. And then Weech filled us in.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because I was testing it out at San Diego for press and or not press during day qualifying, and they wanted to run it tonight, and I'm like, all right. And Weech kind of found out around 5 o'clock. He goes, Phil, does that mean you're going to lead? And I'm like, ah, right. Sure, dude, whatever, you know. And sure as shit, fucking things.
We're like, hold on. They're testing a light for the leader, and they gave it to Phil. Yeah. But yet he's actually leading?
Fuck.
Is this Supercross or like WWE where it's staged?
The fucking stars aligned. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I should get a bonus check from Feld for that because it worked out pretty good, I guess. You know? You know how I said I didn't show? I was just like, you know, I need one of those fucking desert dune flags that stick out. Well, I might just have to run that the rest of the time. But we did the fucking threes and we did the quad, so you guys can shut the fuck up. So it was good.
No, you rode really well. And you, but I was watching with JB, and he goes, dude, there's no way he can do that quad so easy and then not do the stuff last week. He goes, that quad is way harder than anything he wouldn't jump last week.
I'm just mental block. I'm a dumbass. Right. Is what it comes down to. Right. But overall, it was a good weekend. I just fucking bummed. I blew another decent finish where it could have been okay. But yeah, you start in the back. I mean, shit goes south quick. Yeah. So just bad positioning.
Well, it's cool to see you lead, man. I hope you're all right.
Yeah, it was good for the team. So it's happy. At least it was a highlight.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.